Karen was in my bed. She flipped on the light as I entered the bedroom, brushed her hair out of her eyes, and smiled. I started to say something, but stopped myself just in time. Thank God. It was a no-speak moment. I got out of everything and slid under the sheets from the other side. We lay there, parallel but separated, and looked at one another. Her smile had gone. It stayed gone for the several seconds we lay there. "Good night," I said at last, scrunching my pillow meaningfully. She looked at me coolly, then, with equal cool, nodded.
"Good night,"
she said as well, and turned off the light. It was still a couple of seconds, then she was there, and soft, and pliant, and demanding, and everything about the touch of her was what it should have been after the look of it. She broke off and away an inch or two and said,
"Well, where else was I going to go, Louis?"
I laughed and drove my smile across her lips and my hands onto her breasts and my hips onto hers. Hot damn! In the dream, the suit had somehow gotten loose. It pursued us, rushed at us across the suddenly vast expanse of the shiny smooth lab floor. Ripped and torn electrical feeds trailed behind it as it swelled toward us. They hadn't been strong enough to hold it.
"Run, everybody, run!"
screamed Laia at the throng of over 100 who had for some reason become trapped down there with us. She shooed them like cattle toward the seal and safety, but in their panic they were jamming themselves tight. Holly was at some immense upright panel, the mad scientist, yelling,
"Don't panic, don't panic, I'll think of something,"
and working frantically at the keys. I tried to pull him away to safety, but he wouldn't budge. His grip was surprisingly strong with conviction. In disgust, I reached down and jerked loose the panel's power feeds, but still Holly wouldn't run, wouldn't come. Laia screamed. The suit was upon us, sweeping horribly at us soundlessly, reaching its murderous armored hands toward us, black plasteel talons forming. And Louis was there by my side, and he held out a jug of Syntho and said,
"Here, just here."
Like that was all it was going to take, and without thinking, I grabbed him and shoved him across the path of the suit to, I don't know, distract it maybe, so that I could... Black arms struck out like serpent's tongues, snatching Louis in mid-slide, grabbing him to its chest in a crumpled heap, and the slick black face of it, the evil smooth sheen of it, opened, revealing a wide black mouth of razor-sharp lips, and the head tilted back and then darted abruptly forward and down across Louis's throat, slicing and ripping out huge chunks of flesh and bone and cartilage and muscle, and the blood spurted horribly. And then we were alone, the three of us, Louis dead at its feet, and it straightened up, blood streaming from its face and those thin razor lips twisting into an evil plasteel smile.
"Jack, wake up! It's all right! It's all right!"
Karen said, her arms managing to both shake me awake and comfort me all at once. I found myself. I started to sit up, then relaxed into her. There was no sound for several moments, but our breathing, as it slowed, slowed, became steady. "Well, at least you're getting better at this," I offered, for something to say. She didn't laugh, but neither did she leave.